Welcome to the Wealthy After Divorce podcast. Jackie Ressler, a divorce financial planner with almost 25 years experience, and myself, Melissa Freidenberg, financial advisor with Pearl Planning. We are both certified divorce financial analysts and your co-hosts.
If you're thinking about divorce or in the process of divorce, this is a time for you to take a deep breath and give yourself permission to gain clarity on the financial decision you're facing.
While the term wealth typically refers to money and possessions, we know that truly being wealthy means a whole lot more. Together with our guests on this podcast, we will help you live wealthy after divorce.
Welcome back, everyone. I am very excited to be here today. This is Jackie Ressler, and I am interviewing Beverly Price, who is a divorce and empowerment coach with Her Divorce. And we are going to be talking about all the different ways that women can handle their emotional concerns during the divorce process and empower themselves to come out of the other side doing much better than they went into it. So Beverly, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. This is wonderful. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So let's talk a little bit. What I have found is that many of the guests that I've had on this podcast, whether they're lawyers, therapists, divorce financial advisors, they've come to this special area of financial planning or the special area, this demographic of people for a personal reason. So have you found yourself in that situation also?
Absolutely. I have quite a track record in that. As I like to say, I was very good at getting married, but I was not good at staying married. And so I'm one of those people that has multiple divorces. I was a widow, and I am now happily married to a very healthy husband. We've been married over 7 years and have a great marriage.
That's inspiring.
Yeah, I found myself, when I look back, I think about the fact that my parents gave me everything financially and material that I could have ever wanted, but they weren't skilled at building self-worth and self-esteem because they hadn't been taught how. So I'm not angry and resentful at them. They did the best they could. And the generation before them and the generation before them. So what I found was my life became this search for attention. And one of the things I turned to for that was men. That I felt like I wasn't going to be okay unless I had a husband and children and a house. And yet when I got that, I still felt empty inside. And so I had to get to the point that I was willing to do a lot of work on myself to change that. And so the work I do now in divorce and empowerment coaching started out based on my own personal experience. Back when I was divorced, there weren't divorce coaches.
Right.
And so I have tried to craft it in such a way that it emphasized all the things I needed over the years that I had to go through my own to go through those awful emotions of grief and anger and resentment and self-pity and insecurity to come out the other side with self-love and being empowered and using your voice. And also being comfortable enough and secure enough in their intellect to go through the legal and financial process.
That's a good point. So many of the women that you work with, they come into the divorce process feeling insecure.
Yes.
And what are some of the complaints that you hear from people when they come to you and they're feeling overwhelmed, or what's a common concern that they have?
Well, they could come to me and say, I'm terribly afraid of everything. or they could come to me and say, I'm a mess. Or what's real common is they come to me and they tell me how awful their husband is, but then they say, but I still love him and I still want to be married. Mm-hmm. And the question I ask them is, do you want to be married to him, or do you want to be married to the person you want him to be? So I get quite a bit. I also get overwhelmed from the standpoint of the legal and financial. There's forms, there's right. definitions, there's legal mumble jumbo, there's so many things that intellectually they get overwhelmed. You add that to overwhelm of now they don't have someone to share the household responsibilities with. They may not have help with children and they may work. And so everything's kind of spinning out of control. And that's another reason they can come.
And then do you help them break it down into bite-sized bits, things that they
absolutely
can help them prioritize what comes first?
Yeah, I love the phrase baby steps. And so because I find that the enemy of fear is information and the enemy of overwhelm is organization.
We
work through that. And sometimes in one session, we are literally just doing what you might think is one small chunk. But this, at the same time, what it helps a woman do is it builds her confidence, because then she goes, I got through this. I completed this. I did this on my own, you know, those kinds of things as well.
So you mentioned something to me when we were talking before that was shocking to me in terms of statistics about women and yes. how we feel about ourselves. Can you share that with us?
Sure. Some of the most recent statistics are that 79% of all women don't feel confident. One out of every two women don't feel intelligent. And four out of every five women feel less than other women. And so you take that as the global condition of women. And of course, none of us want to admit it, right?
Right.
And that's our inner secret, is our insecurities and our negative self-talk and our negative self-picture, if you will. And so you add divorce on top of that. You add shame. You add embarrassment. You add overwhelm. You add anger. You have victimization. And it pushes women down even deeper and lower. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did a survey of just divorced women, if those numbers would be even worse.
Wow. Those numbers are shocking to me. And yeah. You and I know this, but it's so different than how I view women. You know, even mm-hmm. from my practice of working with people for so many years, people come to me and they say they don't understand their finances. They don't know anything about it. They are overwhelmed. I have yet to have one case where I finish the case and the client didn't have any insight. They absolutely yes. do. So even people that tell me that they have no idea what they spend their money on, when I give them a budget worksheet, they're able to fill it out. They know exactly what they're spending their money on. They just haven't put it down on paper before.
I had a client not too long ago that was so overwhelmed with the papers she got from her CDFA that we literally walked through it line item by line item. And at the end, she felt so much better because she wasn't overwhelmed.
Right. Like you said, even being able to accomplish that one little piece, if you're yes. constantly telling yourself that you're not intelligent and you don't know what you're doing, then having that first step has got to be really empowering for people.
Absolutely.
How do you help people start?
It depends where they are when they come to me. I usually have a consultation with a woman and I do some assessing, both from the way she talks about her life as it is, how she describes what her ideal life would be. We do things like an emotional assessment to see where all of her emotions are. And then as I take her through the coaching process, we measure that again and again to chart progress of that. If a woman is just contemplating divorce and needs clarity, is unsure of what to do, we go through a process of kind of evaluating the marriage, the divorce, the ex, and herself. And then we also go through education of what a divorce would entail. If a woman is just starting the legal and financial process, I can help her turn to vetted professionals that I've researched that she can be on her, that they can be on her divorce team. And most professionals now, most legal professionals are saying that each woman should have a divorce team consisting of three main components. One is a divorce coach, one is a CDFA, and one is their legal representative, whether it's a mediator or an attorney.
Right.
And so now women have all these resources that I didn't have back then. You know, there weren't CDFAs back then, to my knowledge. As a matter of fact, I just did a search. I live in South Carolina, and I can't find one down here.
Oh, really? I'll have to give you some names. I know that there are some down there.
Good.
In fact, I know a really wonderful one who's down there, so I will have to give you her name after. But yeah, I mean, when I first started as a CDFA, no one had ever heard of what I was doing. The door to many attorneys' offices were shut in my face, that they didn't think that clients needed any financial help and that they were handling it. And things have changed so dramatically since then. And
absolutely,
attorneys nowadays are very welcoming to more than one professional. They know that they don't feel threatened like they used to about bringing in other team members. And they know what they're good at and what they're not good at. I do a lot of collaborative work, and every collaborative case has a divorce coach, a mental health professional in there. And I am so appreciative of that professional in our process. And usually most clients object at first and say, well, we don't need that. And it is just so helpful to have someone there during our team meetings that is paying attention to the facial expressions of the two clients and how they're reacting, whether or not they're getting closed off or their emotional reaction to what's going on. And they're able to say, let's take a break here and, you know, pull that person into a breakout room and have a conference with them to get them to the point where they're able to re-enter and advocate for themselves.
Absolutely. And I have attorneys that come to me and say that they have clients that want to talk to them like a therapist or a coach and want to keep sharing the emotional components. And number one, the attorney isn't skilled at that. But number two, imagine what your bill is going to be.
Right.
If you spend hours sharing your emotions with an attorney, you know, and the hourly rate, that's going to, you know, tick up your bill quite a bit.
Even for a CDFA, I tell clients that when they ask me what my fee is going to be, that it depends on them. And if they want to call me all the time, I'm more than happy to agree with them that their ex is a big jerk, but that they're better off having a therapist or a coach that they can talk to about that, because I'm not the right professional for that.
Exactly. And I work with therapists as well. And one of my closest partners in that, we kind of come up with this delineation. A therapist helps you go backwards in life to evaluate childhood issues and to evaluate very specialized issues like domestic violence or narcissism or sociopaths and things like that. A coach is going to take you from the present to the future and typically has a goal setting kind of approach. So it really depends upon what your need is. And sometimes it's best to have a therapist and a coach.
Right. I can see how that would be so helpful. And I think that your process sounds like it's very organized. You have a certain process that you, and then people might come in at different stages of that process, but you have an organized process, and that has got to be so so much of a relief for the people that come to you.
Yes.
Because people that are in chaos and going through a trauma, they really, I think, do better when they can break it down into small steps, have a process. And I love that you evaluate at the beginning, and then you continue to evaluate their emotional state as you go along so that you can see progress. I mean, that is something that is very different than what a therapist does.
Yeah, I was working with a client this week, and I do everything virtually and work nationwide. And when she logged on, I said, okay, what's different? She smiled. Her posture was up. She looked free. And I said, what's different? And she said, well, I was talking to my therapist and he said the same thing, because this is a woman that came to me who couldn't stop crying, who wanted her husband who had cheated on her over and over and over again. And so the therapist asked her, what's different? And she said, it was coaching. She said, it was somebody that keeps me accountable to do the work I need to do. And that just gave me
moment.
Such joy. Yeah, I was like,
wow.
I was very grateful to see that and to watch her grow.
That is the best part, I think. I love being able to see people even a year after the divorce, and they look like completely different people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that moment is, that makes it all worthwhile.
Beverly, you and I have been talking about women and focusing on women that may need some extra help during the divorce process by working with a coach. But certainly that would apply to men also. It's not just a problem that women have. And I know for me, many of my clients are men as well as women. So I don't want anyone in the audience to feel like we are saying this kind of service is only for women.
I help women. And so my experiences with women, and the reason I do is because my story relates to women, and I feel like I can get in touch with those emotions. There are divorce coaches that help men.
Okay.
I do think that there are more men than you would imagine that go through some of the same emotions that women go through. And I think we may do a disservice to them by positioning it as only women go through that.
Right.
You know, think about the situation where the wife walks in and says, I'm fed up. It's over. I want a divorce. She's had probably months and months to think about it. It gets dropped as a bomb on him. The same thing can happen. A man walks in, says the same thing to a woman. There can be, you know, a woman who is a super, super successful business person, and she has an affair, a long-lasting affair with a business peer, drops that bomb. The same thing can happen in reverse. So it's not that I don't think men need coaching, because I think lots of men would benefit from it. It's just that's not what I'm talented in to help people. But I do have vetted professionals that I do refer men to.
I think that is an excellent point. I just wonder if when you talked earlier about women not feeling confident, women not feeling like they're intelligent, I think that's an unusual place for a man to come into a divorce situation with. I've seen many clients come into a divorce distraught. It was, like you said, a bomb dropped on them. They don't want to divorce their spouse, regardless of, you know, what the actions were and whether or not they may be repeated. But there does seem to be something different about women who are already feeling somewhat maybe less than, especially when it comes to numbers. Women are, I think, women to me, in many cases, are better with numbers because women tend to really dive into the details, in my experience.
Well, it's interesting you say that because think about the statistics you might have seen about young girls in school and math.
Right.
Versus boys, and how things change over time as the girls and boys age. And so, and a number of women that I see kind of turned all that over to the husband. So they're blind to it. And that's a very dangerous situation to be in.
It is. I mean, women live longer than men. So the statistics show that most women are going to be handling the finances on their own at some point in life. And it is scary when either party, I've had clients that they are the male and they have turned over all of the financial decision-making to their spouse. And it's not a good position to be in.
And to go back to this concept of men versus women, and do men have some of the same feelings going in? I've had men say to me that men do have those feelings, but they may be even more hesitant to share them because they think society will judge them more so than a woman. And also women, even through medical help and therapy, tend to be the ones that will seek help more than a man would.
That is true. Excellent points. Thank you for bringing that up because I think that's good information. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about?
Well, I think that I want to tell women in particular, but this can also apply to men, that if I can come through this journey that and come to the other side with a loving and empowered self, that they can too. And the beauty is that now there are people to help you through that. So you don't, it doesn't have to be as painful as it was for me. I want women to have more information, more support, more self-love than I had, and I also want them to have less pain going through it.
That's wonderful.
But divorce can, in fact, be a springboard to the ideal life you create if you choose for it to be. And so much of divorce is a choice, how you react.
I agree. I think that also sometimes, obviously, staying with the wrong relationship doesn't allow you to find the right one, like
exactly.
You were saying. So I think that it absolutely is a springboard for everyone that I've worked with. It's been a springboard.
And there then, and when I talk about choice, I can make the choice that I want a better life, or I can make the choice that I want to get stuck in resentment and anger and all of those things. And many people might know of someone like that.
Right.
That decides to live that way for the rest of their life. And how sad is that?
What a waste.
Yeah.
So I'm going to link your contact information in the show notes, but how do people get in touch with you? What's the best way?
My website is called Her Empowered Divorce. And that's also the name of my podcast and my coaching practice. And I will also give you a link to a free ebook that can help you with tips to deal with your divorce.
Fantastic. And we'll have a link also for your podcast so that
people can
find you there, because it sounds to me like it's got to be a shot in the arm to listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you so much for being here with us on Wealthy After Divorce, Beverly. I really think I'm grateful for all the information that you shared.
Thank you so much, Jackie. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for listening to the Wealthy After Divorce podcast. You can find more information on Melissa Friedenberg and Jackie Ressler on our website, www.pearlplan.com. as well as on our podcast website, www.wealthyafterdivorce.com.